This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37. This is the sweet spot on a Friday. We cannot thank you enough for being by the channel. Got a big week next week, and hopefully it includes your Dallas Stars in round two, because we have a game seven Saturday night right here on these airwaves against the Avs, right next door at the American Airlines Center. And before we get out of here, and before we have Why Today Doesn't Suck with the hard line, let's throw it to Monto to give us the best of the rest. Everything you didn't hear at 7:55 this morning is Mike Ducey got himself a win.
How about that?
Big e-break. Monto.
Thank you so much, Sean. We actually have seven candidates here.
That's a lot.
On the NIT break today, so hot. Let us get going. Candidate number one is Deddy, Jacob Dedamore. Now, whenever Junior is out, he normally likes to read the 49ers, but when he's not there, Deddy is tasked with that, and for some reason, Deddy never, ever remembers that he is on deck.
Fewer commercials, more content. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Sports?
This is me not having this in my habit every day. Sorry about that. Grandscape, where fun, flavor, style, and adventure come together like nowhere else.
He's just hanging out.
Laughter. I forgot the 49er.
Let me turn the page here. Hold on.
And I get it early.
That panic.
Reno, you'll have to
wait. Mean, they get here early in the morning, but you'd think that the double play duo of Deddy and Tyler would have things a little bit more figured out by now.
Maybe they're doing their own show in there, and it's just, what Jimmy Eat World song are we going to play here? Was a banger. Sweetness. Way to go, Deddy.
So there is Deddy. Jacob Dedamore as candidate number one. Candidate number two here is another co-host on the College Football Tailgate Show. It's our little Lando.
Ooh.
Yeah. Lando in his wet socks.
This was not my fault.
Trenchfoot Lando.
Immediately passing the buck.
Their Saturday show known as the Lando Strip.
So Lando here does something I find very funny. He'll have a little bit of a screw-up during his ticker. And I want you to notice his pacing. Before the screw-up, normal pace. After the screw-up, he goes into double-speed Lando.
I'm just so excited to be a Cowboy.
Dallas has two more picks this evening at 44 and 76. Hear them and every other pick right here on The Ticket, live starting at 5:30. 4 years after Bruce Bochy retired as the manager of the San Francisco Giants, he led the Rangers to a World Series win over the Diamondbacks in 2023, a year that culminated in a World Series win. It's the legendary manager's second return to the Bay Area since his tenure there. Two veteran right-handers on the mound tonight, Nathan Eovaldi and Justin Verlander at 9:15.
Okay, so in the middle of this ticker...
Okay, let's count how long this explanation is. If it's over 5 seconds, it means
you're
in the
taking
wrong.
Longer now. All the right. Computer shut off and then came back on.
That will happen in there.
Okay, and then this is on the ticket computer.
Candidate number two is Lando.
And I love it. Yeah.
The cadence, a superstar. He should have prepared.
The cadence speeds up. It's like you're trying to make sure the bed doesn't run out. So I've got to hit the 60 seconds. Let's get this.
It's like you see an accident in front of you and you speed around it in like a different lane. That's what it felt like.
I think every ticker guy does that after they screw up. They got to start talking fast to get back on track.
Yep.
There's Lando as candidate number two. If he wants to share it with the computer, we will allow him to do that on his own time. All right, candidate number three here. This was from the Ticket draft coverage. Norm's home away from home. He wanted to get to a Mozzie Smith note, but they needed to go to break. He had an unfortunate way of saying, let me hold this note till next segment.
Even though he hasn't done as much as you would want a first-round pick to do, they have a better picture of who he is now as a player, Eberflus, than what the building had when he first came in. So now how do you adapt that, and how do you build his confidence back up? Because, frankly, his confidence is not there.
Well, I don't want to just unload on Mozzie Smith. But
although if you do, tease it for next.
Can you hold that thought, Norm?
On the other side.
I've got the load held.
All right.
Oh, hey.
Oh, dear.
We are rolling along.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Whatever that is, it's next.
Oh, goodness. That's your
special ticket announcement draft next.
And they went on to say.
He did. He held it for.
He held his hand out, and it was just seeping through the fingers.
Okay.
All right, Steve Smith. He held it for 5 minutes. But as soon as they came back, he's like, all right, I got to get this out of the way. This is hurting.
He's just got a balled up fist.
Yeah.
Hold on. Keep holding. I'm sure we'll hear that in Norm's underwear at some point. All right, there's Norm Hitchkiss, the legend, as candidate number 3. Up next on the NIT break is one Bob Sturm. Now, we will technically put this on Bob, even though he only laid the groundwork. It was Corby and Dave that made it a true e-break.
And here it is, Dave.
Well, Bill Maher has responded to Larry David's essay, My Dinner with Adolf, in the New York Times.
Essay.
What just happened?
I don't know. Bob's getting a little rambunctious over there.
He wants to get fired before the draft starts again.
I won't get fired. I got cred.
He's married to a Hispanic, so he can say that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she says that Hispanic all the time to him.
Yeah, that's what she calls him.
ASA, go clean the yard.
What do you want for dinner, ASA?
Whoa. I didn't put the accent on there.
Making it worse.
No, I did not.
I said essay. That's a actual word in Espanol. A palabra, if you will.
So, Bill Maher, he sat down with Piers Morgan, of all people.
So again, Bob is the one who technically got it started, but then...
Hitting leadoff, and then fake Cheech and Chong.
We're like, oh, great, we got the groundwork from a guy...
Start singing Born in East L.A.
This guy's married to a Hispanic lady. That gives us the green light to do whatever we want.
Do we have Bob? Do we have Bob isolated? I'd love to hear that as a drop.
Just his part?
Yeah.
Yes.
From the New York Times.
ASA.
He did put an accent on it.
A little bit. Yeah, he did.
And then
Corby and then Dave. Oh, yeah, I want to do this too. This is okay.
So which greeting is worse, mine or Bob's?
Oh, man.
Hey, Asian.
At least in your voice.
Yeah.
If you turned on, a Vietnamese voice, that would make yours worse.
Maybe just go the Tom Reeve route.
Yes. Yeah. For now.
ASA.
Now I'm just imagining
talking
Bob
to Jim Knox
walking around his house like an L.A. cholo. He's got a blue bandana on.
Yeah, he's got his flannel
button. Flannel all the way to the top
with his black shades above his eyebrows.
Wearing the tank top.
Sturm and goth lettering on the back of his truck.
Oh boy.
Hispanic Bob.
Whew.
All right, he's candidate number 4. Up next, we have Gordon Key.
Ooh.
Who.
It's been a while.
It has.
Been a while.
And I guess he recognized that fact and said, let me make it a little bit about Gordon during their interview with Razor.
It's almost like windshield wipers in this series, where it's like one team is really good, then the other team is really good, then the other team is really good, you know, just back and forth. And if you can just keep the wiper on one side for multiple games, you're going to win the series. And that's what the Stars are hoping for here in Denver in Game 6.
Listening to you guys evaluate Gordon sneezing
in the
background.
What the hell is happening in there?
Gordon's having some sort of
wild animal caged or something.
What the hell is going on?
Ottinger, even in the game they lost, hearing you guys describe it.
Thank you, Hockey DC.
Bring it back.
Gordon,
professional deuce.
Had to sneeze like a dad and do it real loud and obnoxious in the background with the mic on.
That is a dad thing.
It feels good.
Because everybody in the house knows
when
I sneeze.
Just got to let it out.
Yep. You pop the button on your pants, sneezing so hard.
Just goes careening around the room.
Yes. So there's Gordon sneezing during the interview with Razor. As candidate number 5, 2 more here, both from the hard line.
What a week.
Candidate 6 is DJ Ringenberg, who you will hear do a whip staple immediately past the buck He made a funny noise during a 49er and tried to blame someone else on the show.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Text JAM to 22126 to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Dallas International Guitar Festival at Dallas Market Hall May 2nd through 4th. Bring your gear to buy, sell, or trade and see live performances all day in multiple stages. To purchase tickets and for a list of performers and vendors, go to guitarshow.com.
All right, we got E-News coming up here in just a second with Davey. And what is this?
The song is what threw me off.
God. It's throwing everyone off. And then the draft will start here in about an hour or so. And speaking of that, last night. So Shedeur Sanders fell.
Okay. Don't duck your head and kick it in more.
It's just the song. What is this, for real?
This is Mort Garson.
Mort.
Well, tell Mort we're good.
Yeah. Shedeur slipped.
It sounds like a guy named Mort would do that song. This is a Mort song. Classic Mort.
Listen to the noise DJ makes.
Go to Gush.
And he's going for guitar.
It's like Porky Pig.
Go to Gush.
And then immediately he's like, there's the song. Him made me do it.
Just mesmerizing.
Classic.
DJ.
Little Rebier board up in there.
Yeah.
All right, so there's DJ. Our last one here is Corey Davidson. This was during Why Today Doesn't Suck. I read a birthday to a good P1, and then he wanted to hear a Line 4 guy joke at the end of that thing. And then as soon as I'm done with that, we get a nice case of Corby not listening. I had to fast forward through Line 4 guy's joke here, but this was all within about 90 seconds. All right, we got a bunch of P1 birthdays to get to here. Hey,
coins,
guys.
Coins, coins, coins.
Today is my brother Dave's 49th birthday. He would love a shout-out, and his leader is the Sterminator and More on Dogs.
Happy birthday!
He would love to hear a Line 4 guy joke. Keep on queefing on. Love from Justin Lambert.
I'm not sure he got one of those. Well, a teacher said to her class, but I like your thinking, said little Johnny.
Yeah, he just works above his pay grade.
Uh-huh.
Little Johnny's a sassy pants.
He is.
She looks Ukraine.
She does look Ukraine. I have a birthday real quick, Monty.
Go ahead, Corby.
Today is my brother Dave's 49th birthday. This is from Justin.
Hold on, let him continue.
This is interesting.
Oh, you just did that one?
Dang it, I wanted to hear him do the whole thing.
Way to go, snake.
Yeah, we should have let...
That's the one I just did.
Oh, there it is.
Wait a minute, I got one.
Can we get a Line 4 guy joke?
His leader is the Sterminator.
Go for Bob.
Keep on queeping. Now I'm caught up.
I really wish Dave would have let him read the whole thing over.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Do you think he could have gone through the whole thing and then the same Line 4 guy joke? This would have been original.
A great bit. Yeah, absolutely. So Corby just off in his own, thinking about the next week he's going to be in.
Thinking about
brisket,
golf.
All the brisket he's going to down. All right, let's vote. Is it Deddy forgetting about his 49er? Is it Lando and his computer? Norm's load? Bob the essay? Sneezing Gordo, DJ, and problems with... Or forgetful Corby. I will actually get us started this week, and I will vote for Bob. Let's go to Mino.
E2. That means...
Gracias.
Me too, I think.
That means and you.
Oh, well, how do you say me too in Spanish?
Yo, Justin. Tambien.
Yo, Tambien.
Sean.
I'm voting for our Wisconsin Wado, Bob Sturm.
Okay, that's three already, but let's get him on the record. Lando?
My essay, Bob.
And Ham.
Give me the load-bearing Norm.
All right.
It's a good vote.
One for Norm, but four for Bob, who wins this week's NIT break. That is four all-time. He's three behind our leader, Ham.
Bueno, Bob.